This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. In Washington, the horse-drawn caisson bearing President Ronald Reagan's remains is about to begin a 16-block journey to the U.S. Capitol. A brief service will be held at the Capitol in about an hour. The casket was flown from California earlier today aboard a plane that was once used as Air Force One. NPR's Brian Naylor is at the corner of 16th Street and Constitution in Washington. It's the point where the casket will be transferred from a hearse to the caisson, something that looks like it's about to happen right now. Brian, could you describe for us what's going on there? Brian, are you with us? Apparently we have some technical difficulty
there. I'm sorry, Michelle. Here we go. The casket is just starting to be transferred from the hearse into the caisson. There's a military honor guard surrounding it now. And Mrs. Reagan stepped out of a limousine and was greeted by a round of applause and cheers by the crowd here, which is on both sides of Constitution Avenue, about three or four deep. It's a very moving moment right now as the casket is being withdrawn. The hearse carried the remains of the president from Andrews Air Force Base and is being transferred now onto this horse-drawn caisson for the last journey to the Capitol, some 16 blocks away. The White House is in the backdrop. It's a lovely picture. And not surprisingly, this was an administration that prided itself on its use of visuals, and this is perhaps one of the last photo ops for the former president.
And there are pallbearers there carrying the casket representing each division of the military.
That's right, one from each of the services. The Joint Chiefs are here as well. Mrs. Reagan is standing in the center of Constitution Avenue watching with a military escort. The honor guard, the pallbearers, are now lifting the casket onto this caisson, which in its former life was a wagon that was used to haul artillery, and it has been converted to this ceremonial purpose. There are a team of six horses awaiting to draw the caisson up Constitution Avenue, a process that will is expected to take about 40 minutes or so until he arrives at the Capitol.
Six horses, but only three of those horses are mounted.
That's right. Tradition states that in wartime, the caisson, the artillery guns were drawn by this team of six horses with three riders. The other horses were used to carry packs and other materiel, and so that tradition began and has continued for this ceremonial purpose now. The caisson is going to be drawn up Constitution Avenue along what's known in Washington as the Federal Triangle, the headquarters of a number of the government bureaucracies that, ironically, the president railed against during his administration. But there are people on either side of the street, three or four or five deep along the way, watching this ceremony. The caisson has now been loaded with the casket and is about to be pulled away.
Brian, stay with us, if you would. Following behind the caisson, there will also be a riderless horse.
That's right, and I should just say that the plot is once again cheering as former First Lady Nancy Reagan is escorted back to her limousine. There is a riderless horse. It's another part of the long tradition for these sorts of procedures where it represents the fallen leader who will no longer ride his horse. It also contains two riding boots pointing backwards to signify the leader once again reviewing his troops for the final time.
Brian, we just heard the crowd there, and for anyone watching, you can see a lot of flashes, a lot of pictures being taken, flags being waved. What's the mood there?
Well, we've been out here for a few hours, and it was kind of I wouldn't say celebratory, but people were generally upbeat. It was not overly mournful by any stretch. People were smiling and happy. I think they're glad to be here to witness this history. We talked to a number of people who were quite fond of the former president, and who have good memories of him. I think a lot of the crowd is tourists who happen to be in Washington. It's a very warm summer day here. People are wearing T-shirts with the former president's image on, and I've seen there's a California state flag that's up on one of the barriers. And so people, it's kind of a combination of, right now it's very somber, but it's also, I guess, celebratory, celebrating the life of this president who has been revered by a lot of people.
And Brian, in just moments, the procession will head up Constitution Avenue toward the Capitol. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Michelle.
NPR's Brian Naylor.